To the newcomer, my name is Steve C. In case I have a heart attack, or I get caught up in the hospital, but it is an honor for my area to be represented and an honor to be speaking with a friend of mine from my area. It really is. It really is. This is God's classroom. Nobody graduates. Everybody here is a student. I'm going to share my experience, strength, and hope on defects versus the shortcoming. But to the newcomer, I ain't got up in here looking this fine. I didn't. To the other, hold on. I got to give you some hope because layaway works. We lead by example because the God I serve said there is no model of a recovering addict. Because I have 20 years of doing God's will, but I don't got this. I want to let you know, because I do H&I, and you'd be surprised when you see an H&I. H&I is hospitals and institutions, but for me, it's health immediately. Because every time I walk up in there, Batman, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're alive. I build up what I call 6 months of I think I'm well time. That's how I got here. Don't sit there, because if somebody tell you that they walked up in here, hey, you're messed up, I messed up, let's make me two get against. Bullshit! That's a lie. I came up in here, I was messed up. I'm talking about coming in here into this room, and I build up 6 months of I think I'm well time. And with them 6 months of I think I'm well time, I had to hit the bottom before I could see the distraction, disaster, and delusion of my user. Because wherever I share my bottom. Because in this room, God has got angels that have given me a cup of coffee. That we have made me an abandoned building. And sometimes those same people in my area, look, they ain't got time to give me a hug. But because sometimes when you are doing God's will, get ready to get hated, played, manipulated, condescending in the name of recovery. So when you sit there and people can't even give you a hug in the same area, you got to say, it's all right. Look at that, that addict. You need to tell me you can't put yourself aside. Just say, good luck. It's okay. It's going late. Because I always share certain meanings. I want to thank you people who can't stand me and you other addicts who are waiting for me to relapse. Don't look around. Why do you think God says live and let live? Because you can't live with me. There before the grace of God go out. It's to remind yourself who's in charge. So here I am with 6 months of I think I'm well time and my lungs collapse. I'm talking about they collapse. Because I just spent all my money up, you know, blew everything. And here was, I did collapse. Then I just finished drinking the most dangerous drug, alcohol. Newcomer, bud will not make you any wiser. They don't make 40s no more. So I hope you're listening. So when, because see, in the crack house, you know, I was Donald Trump. Everybody smokes with me. Everybody smokes with me. Pull, pull. But when my money ran out, I became Donald Duck. Crack, crack, crack. Crack, crack, crack. Crack, crack, crack. Donald, you better go. Crack, crack, crack. From Donald Trump to Donald Duck! Newcomer, lay off this identification because the word gift means that God is forever there. So what are you going to do for this gift? Because we're talking about defects. Because God says we were entirely ready to have God remove all defects. Are you really ready for God to remove that you're one of the best liars in the business? Come on. tell your boss the truth for you later the other day. He's a lying ass. Picture this. Hey, what happened? This is the third thing you're like, man, I was home getting my shit up and I ain't feel like coming, so I'm here. Oh, really? You can stay home. No, I gotta give a check. No, this is the real deal.
It was awful, boss. It was awful.
This guy cut this dude, the train stopped, I was scared. I said, oh my God, I hope I don't get caught.
It's okay, Steve, it's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Whitey. Thank you. So like I was saying, in the crack house, and my lungs collapsed. And to the newcomer, close your eyes and open them, that's a coma. Because when my lungs collapsed, all I heard was a voice. And the Indian doctor kept saying, Esteban, Esteban, do you hear me, Esteban? I said, God talks funny. But then when I text myself, I said, I'm alive. Amen. And then they asked me another stupid question. He said, do you know what date is? I said, I don't know, man. I lost everything. I'm fucked up. I got to go back to bed number one. I'm messed up. I'm a world best case closed. I'm just messed up. And then I said, what day is it? It's Saturday. No, no, it's about the day is Thursday. We found you. Last Saturday. That was my Twilight Zone moment. To the newcomer, a Twilight Zone moment is when you smoked up all of the dealer's stuff and he comes for his money, you ain't got it, and he's got to put a bullet in you. Because he's got to have a... And all of a sudden, the gun don't work. And then he hears the police coming and he throws the gun away and it goes off. That's a Twilight Zone moment. And you thinking you lucky? No, you're saying, I gotta stop this. And next you know, he said, listen, the only reason you're alive is because the door was closed, because normally anybody on welfare, after 3 days, we shut the machine off. So the door was closed and I was making rounds and I heard the beep. And when he said, no, and you're alive, I said, that was my Twilight Zone moment. Because then I didn't hear nothing no more. Then I heard God say, do you hear me now? Does anybody identify? Do you hear me now? I'm talking about a God that ain't gonna say much. And when he said that, I'm talking about standing there frozen. And then the doctor told me he wants Percocets. No, no. I'm talking about surrendering. Right then and there, I surrendered. That's why I like it when people walk out and share, because see, a lot of this is not like it is, and you know, because people are forgetting that all of a sudden dope is an academic. I don't know about y'all, but I was raised on, you know, welfare Motown, and dope was part of growing up. Now there's a bunch of whiteies talk about it's an academic. Oh really? When I was little, there was a bunch of frozen statues in front of my project. Yo, isn't that Betty, huh? And when the dope was good, they didn't say, get him help. Yo, where'd you go? Where'd you go? I'm talking about when my mother used to trade the greatest cheese in the world. Hold up. Let me tell you how fly she was. The United States Department of Agriculture. It came in a box. And my mother said, Steve, bring this to Mary out so we can get 2 cans of peanut butter. You would have thought I was carrying gold the way they were waiting for me. I knocked on the door and she said, before I even came to the door, you got it? Yeah. I got it, right? And when she opened up that cheese, I heard a noise. This cheese is real. Because my mother loved the peanut butter, because there was seven of us and we would be arguing and fighting. Defects of character. And she would say, everybody just have a thing of peanut butter. And I would eat the peanut butter, all of a sudden everybody couldn't talk. I love everybody. That's how powerful that shit was. I'm talking about the things we did to get where we at. Because when after the doctor had told me that, then he said, you don't want nothing. Because when God told me, do you hear me now? And I went to my counselor. And the one word he said to me was, what are you willing to do this time? I said, whatever. So I sat in what I call the intensive care section. And he gave me a basic text. And anything fine like that, beautiful like that, if you came and hugged me, I'm going to stay! Because the disease uses what you can see, feel, and touch. He's in here now whispering to somebody, why ain't you making those meetings and sharing our business? I'm thirsty. I'm talking about a disease, don't sleep, we sleep. I'm talking about, and then all of a sudden, when I made the meeting, I started to hear God, and now I understood. I just told you, 20 years it took to get like this. I know who I seen and talked to. I know some of you. I know. I see you, baby. I can't say anything but thank you. Every time I see you, thank you, man. I'm talking about you see people. Because I know who touches me. I know. So then all of a sudden, I heard this time and God said, hold it, attic! I'm talking about the jails I made holding the keys. Institution was a treatment for a wound that's never going to heal. Death is always the easy way out. I was here when he said, why are we here? Because we're not all there. Yeah. Through my inability to accept personal responsibilities, I created my own problems. That job you can't stand, who applied for it? That man or woman that plays in the band, who picked that? Knowing that God said relationship is going to be a paper letter, but he never says what type. So you got to ask yourself, do you want that fine girl that knows how to look good with no job? Or that fat guy that's fat, but he pays the bills, gives money you, buys you a car, takes care of all the kids, but he has a problem. He had a problem dealing.
Is everybody...
Is everybody full? We're all right, baby. Hey, y'all know how y'all do. Y'all sit there and say, that's the best you can do? No, that is the best that is. Do you want to find short, thick nigga with no job? And no one knows how to say this.
I'm with her.
We're going here. We're going there. What do you do? That's her. I said, that's her. Where the fat one said, you can train yourself to love Mr. Wimpy. Now, newcomer, identification. Then we have to hear about the steps. God says higher words. The word step means the solution to every problem serene. What step do you problem? Somebody betrays you and live in recovery. What's that you brought when somebody you love dies early? What's that you pull out when you left the doctor and he told you, by the way, you got the virus and lice? I just said, what's that you pull out when you thought at your back off, take off their mask in a billion meeting? What's that you pill? I said it! Ten people you think got your back!
No. We were buried.
You're talking about defensive character. See, you had to get there because, see, the honesty is indispensable. See, God puts a tag on three spiritual principles. The honesty is indispensable. You know why it's indispensable? Because it takes a lot to get honest. I can walk around some fine one here, and for some reason, I'm trying not to lie, or if you get too close, you're talking about Batman, I like you. Can't afford it, can't. I can't afford that. No, but me and you know. No, everybody me and you know. Because see, I'm a master of spiritual lovemaking. I sponsor men and women because what does a spirit look like? My God says, principles for personalities, know your motives. And when I guide, the love comes and says, you got a man? Yeah. Because I just told you, it ain't about being conceited. Didn't it say in our books that our spirits were reduced to that of an animal? What animal did you become to get the next one? Your regular, was you this? Was you this? Was you this? Or was you this? Illegal entry. It takes a lot. Because as you start doing these steps, and then what? Because see, and the fourth step is when God says, searching. You know why He's searching you, comer? Because you're never finished. Don't sit there. Here's two things. Ain't nobody in this room going to sit there and tell me, you know exactly all the shit you done did to your parents and your loved ones. You'll be lying. And then here's the second thing that you ain't going to remember. What day did God remove the desire for you to use? What day was it? What day was it when you just woke up and said, I don't want to use? What day was it? I can't even remember. That's why I keep coming. Because when I realize what I don't want to use, it's fearless and moral. Because sometimes when we get to that point, that's why in the fifth step, when he talks about the trust, how do you lie to somebody that was there when you robbed your mother? How do you lie to somebody that was there when you manipulated your kids? How do you lie when you did some things? I'm talking about a God that says, do you believe that bullshit you just said to me? Share that shit with my other sons and daughters and share the exact nature. I'm talking about a trust. And once you violate my trust, I love you from a distance. Because, let me tell you, when they say the Batman, he's a hit. You know what? If I had an eagle on my chest, you will say, wow, he's such a patriot. No. But if you knew what the eagle does, the eagle, when the babies learn how to fly, it destroys the nest. We're the only idiots that take care of our kids that are 30 and 40. Trying to get it together, Mom. When? And you know we are all about kids. Don't talk about my baby. Nigga, 45 years on the moon. You tell them, Mom, don't talk about my baby. And then, when God, when we're talking about, we were, key word, we were entirely ready. Do you know that there's some defects that if God removed them, what would you do tomorrow? We are addicts by nature. We are the best liars, manipulators, con artists, deceivers in the world. Ain't nobody here telling the whole truth. You know, that's why we do the NA snitching. Yo, who took the group money? Jimmy? took it. He was in the mall. Yeah. And it's sad when addicts bring about 10, 20 people to a vendor meeting you've never seen before so you can get there. All of a sudden, the place is sold out. And Wally, what's up? Is it group anniversary? No, we're here for the group anniversary. We're talking about that's a defect. It ain't the action. That's the defect. When somebody puts on a clown suit or whatever, so-and-so, and then he puts it on at the wrong time, and he doesn't want to throw it away, or he goes in the closet and says, today I'll put on that suit. That's the defect. Because there is no model of a recovering addict. You're going to go through some things up in here. That's why I tell people, wherever I go, I don't got this. Wow, you got 20 years? I am just as scared. You know what? When somebody says they clean time, they try to control you, just ask them, before I continue, how much clean time does God have? Were you trying to be funny? No. I just asked you a question. How much clean time does God have? Since you can't answer that, then who are you? You know why I don't got this? Because you don't know what will take you out. And the shortcoming, God takes that. People don't realize that. And there's a line in there that stands out. It says, nobody's perfectly good. Nobody's perfectly bad. We share each other's defects and it relieves us of our own. Because sometimes I just can't do it. You know, when you're looking at somebody who you know plays you and manipulates you, and I got to keep telling myself, send your book in those clothes. 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 That's what I want you to leave when you hear this tip. Because, you know, my man here, he got his version. He is one of the people I'm talking about that gave me a cup of coffee. Because I was just surprised when you saw us hugging and talking. I was just surprised. Because it is so rare when two people from the same area share. And that's why in doing these defects versus the shortcomings, shortcomings is something that do you really want to relieve yourself of them? Because a lot of times, that's the whole idea. And some of us, we make excuses. I've been in business meetings where the same guy comes with the money short every time. Yeah, what happened to the money? Let me explain. Again? it was terrible. I was at the mall, then I got jumped. Shit happens. And that's why I go all over. I do H and I because I want to stay here. I visit there, you know, my home group is the Good News Is. But I always celebrate where my mom's when I surrendered. 113th Street, 1st Avenue. And I remember when in my first year I was like talking like I'm just glad I'm here and good. And then when she jumped up and said, Stevie Clean, I froze. Do you know why I froze, newcomer? Because God was trying to tell me, this is who you was hurting all the time. This is the person. The one person who believed in you, loved you. You were shitting all over them, not realizing, because addiction is no joke. When you standing there and you got everything you need and your mother and mom, damn baby, when you gonna stop? I'll be alright, mama. And then all of a sudden you clean and now you're realizing that's why, newcomer, we practice not to let negativity rent space in our head because the landlord don't have it with them. And I always celebrate there and I celebrate to let the newcomer know because I ain't got this. But let me tell you, sometimes Steve wanders off course. I was blessed. They called me to share in London. And I said, why? So I'm like this, give me a red tuxedo. I said, who do you need? But then my sponsor said, Steve, what are you doing in a tuxedo? I said, man, I'm going to London. Yeah, that's good, but what they want to know is what a crackhead does to sleep in the United States. You need a tuxedo. Deep it. I'm human. I took it off, put on my jeans, my Layaway Maxwell's, and I share like I'm there now, but the hit came at the end when that white guy walked up. Hey, Batman! Oh, you never heard of a white guy, but I recovered. I said, you recovered? What's your name? McDuffie. And it says right here in all literature, you know, and that is man, woman, tail card, you know what it says. And it says, I'm not using library cards. I said, well, what about the steps and everything? Oh, I haven't got there yet. So there is nothing that means that comes through always after the readings and want to look fly like everything's all right. And every time you try to help them or whatever. Because the traditions are not boring, you're boring. They are ties that bind us together, and God says, non-negotiable. He says, we can pray over you, talk over you, but if you don't want this, you ain't gonna get this. All this like, you know, I'm all right, no. And we all know you're lying. 6 months, are you making me in it? Thank you. Defect. I'm talking about if you don't want this, you're not going to get this. So that's where my defects go. To the point that sometimes, you know, even when I want to do, and sometimes I'm not exempt from the pain. So if you're doing good and people ain't liking your ass, just say thank you. If your people are happy, if somebody gave you a cup of coffee like my man did when I was little, just give them a hug and say thank you. Maybe because the word program means people relying on God to relay a message. This is not the I feel sorry for you program. If you're not willing to do God's will, be willing to accept the consequences of yours. So I'm going to close. Because I got 3 hours left of my deodorant. trying to freak myself. No, because when y'all be smelling, that was good with your dad. God said, service to society. You got a problem with God, get a good early direction. If not, grow up or die. Service, when you're doing the right thing for the right reason, everybody's not going to like that ass. I'm talking about being in a business meeting, and your best friend you know is a thief, wants to be the treasure, but don't get mad, who voted in? Who voted in? Because y'all both got to go. Society, pain shared is pain lessened. It's our job to open our mind and our hearts to those internal changes with the presence of a loving God. Newcomer, that's why you feel, then you deal, then you heal. So when you forget the working effort, it's just to get this feeling that you now have in your life, the lack of gratitude will sink right back in, and all this pain, misery, and suffering will gladly be refunded. I am not the message. I just carry it. My name is Steve.